Hey y'all, boy, I can't do this no more, man. It's life, man. I'm hurting bad, man. Too bad, bro.
Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. For them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Come again. Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. For them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Not again.
There is a solar eclipse that is coming to the United States of America, and it is following a very interesting path. It is the first solar eclipse we've had in 7 years. That is a heptatic time frame. Heptatic, you know, it is a structure of sevens, and it speaks of God's timing and of God's wisdom. Here we go, live from NRB, my interview with Troy Brewer in Nashville, Tennessee.
Is a coming eclipse that could spell civil war, division, apocalypse. What's coming, Troy Brewer?
All kinds of crazy stuff are coming. One of the things that is huge is going to take place this year that cannot be denied, cannot be ignored, is this incredible sign in the heavens, the next great American eclipse. And that's happening on April the 8th of the year 2024, and it follows an eclipse that was preceded 7 years ago in September of 2017. And I gotta tell you what it's all about.
So 7 years ago, there was an eclipse in 2017 that stopped at seven Salems.
Yes.
What did that indicate?
Well, it represents 7 years of peace. It also represents that God Almighty is speaking to the church, the seven churches.
Wow, Salem.
So you have Jerusalem, right? Absalem,
yes.
Right? Which has to do with peace. So it has to do with the seven churches. And it started in Salem, Oregon, tracked right across our country. And looks like it's wearing a seatbelt whenever you look at that, right? It like goes, and where does it exit? It exits Fort Sumter, which is where the beginning of the Civil War took place.
Wow.
Okay?
That's
where it ended. So you got 7 years of peace, and then 7 years later, which is going to happen on April the 8th of this year, it begins in Eagle Pass, Texas, specifically a park that was named after General Shelby from the Confederate Army.
Okay.
And by the way, that's actually where the Confederacy ended. So you need to understand, it began at the end of the first eclipse. The second eclipse begins at the end of the Civil War. General Shelby actually buried a Confederate flag there in Shelby Park. Now, have you seen anything on the news recently?
No.
Shelby Park?
Yeah.
Eagle Pass, holding the federal states, federal law versus state law. Is that reminiscent of anything? And then it goes through this new eclipse that happens on April the 8th, but it goes through seven American cities that's actually called Nineveh. Beginning with Nineveh, Texas.
Are you guys getting this? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. What does that mean then? What does that indicate to us?
It's the sign of Jonah the prophet. It's the sign of you better repent. It's a sign of the clock is ticking. You got 40 days, right? So the sign of Jonah the prophet, everybody with the Western mindset sees that as, you know, Jesus goes to the belly of the earth for 3 days and then he comes up and then he's actually resurrected. That's a Western view of that. The Eastern view is actually the sign of Jonah the prophet is the sky goes dark. And indeed it did while Jesus was on the cross. Because it's 726 years before King Jesus, the day that the brother walked into Nineveh, he declared You got 40 days. Well, what was going on? It was the first of Elul on the Hebrew calendar, and 40 days later is Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you can literally map it out that in 726 that there was a great eclipse. So on the day that he came in and he actually said those things, the sky went dark, and he got their attention. Now, mind you, they had just lost 165, maybe 185,000 Assyrian soldiers because of, you know, one angel of the Lord. So they actually repented and they got with the program. I think that there's a chance for us to repent. And I think that God loves this nation, but I also think that God is not playing. But, you know, it actually happens on April the 8th. If you do a little bit of research, if you look up Exodus 4:8, Exodus, April the 8th, you know what it says? It's God Almighty telling Brother Moses, if they will not believe you for the first sign, they shall believe you for the second sign. That's Exodus 4:8. And this happens at Passover time on 4:8. Also gonna tell you this. Okay, so if we mark on our Gregorian calendars where Easter is, Resurrection Day, 7 days before that, there is a lunar eclipse. 7 days after that, on the 8th, there is a solar eclipse. There will be signs in the sun and the moon in the heavens, and it does not need to be taboo with the body of Jesus anymore. Do not turn that over to the devil, because God Almighty is speaking. And just, guys, everybody keep looking up, because the sky's not falling, but the kingdom is coming. Boom.
The sky's not falling, but the kingdom is coming. The end times aren't happening to us. We are happening to the end times. What a glorious hour to be alive.
How many total solar eclipses have been over the United States since we became a nation in 1776? Anybody know? I will tell you. 8. Here's when they occurred. We had 2 in the 1700s. 80 years later, we had 3 in the 1800s. 92 years later, we had 2 in the 1900s. We're now in the year the millennium or whatever, 2000 or the century. If you see, there's only 7 there. When was the 8th one? It's in this century, 38 years later, on August 21st, which was the great American eclipse that went from Oregon all the way down through the Carolinas. Everyone remember that? Okay, here's what's significant. That was the 8th one, and 8 always speaks of new beginnings. Okay, it's the first year of a new Shemitah cycle, and the 9th year would be the second year. But get a load of this. Solar eclipses always refer to the nations, judgment on a nation. A lunar eclipse always refers to judgment toward Israel. This is a solar eclipse, and it is the very first total solar eclipse exclusively to the United States since before the nation's founding in 1776. The one that happened in 2017 was the one and only in our history total solar eclipse that only hit the United States. It didn't hit Mexico, it didn't hit Canada. We were the only country. What that means, God put a target on our nation. We're going to be judged. Now, watch this. April 8th of 2024, this next spring, is the 9th solar eclipse to go over America. Now, let's go back and also realize April 8th is Nisan 1, which is very significant. So let's look at patterns. The 2 solar eclipses that happened in the 1700s, what was going on at that time? The Revolutionary War. The 3 solar eclipses that happened in the 1800s, what was going on? The American Civil War. During the 70s, what was going on? The Vietnam War. Okay, so August 21st, 2017, which is exactly 7 years before this one in April, will there be war? That's been the pattern. But the next one isn't until 2044, the next solar eclipse. So I really believe that we're headed for interesting times, because this is the 9th eclipse, and 9 is the last of the single digits, and thus marks the end. It's significant of the conclusion of a matter. It's the number of finality or judgment. And it looks like war. Okay, let's go back to our notes a minute. 1, we're going to look at verses 1 through 3. They're done traveling or sitting at the mountain for a year. It's time to go to war and get the promised land. Numbers 1:1-3, the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness, in the tabernacle, on the first day of the second month. Whenever you're reading the Bible and you hear the first day of the month, you think of new moon. There's always a new moon on the first month. You also think of blowing the shofar, because they blow the shofar on the new moon, but they also blow the shofar when they're about to go to war. Both are happening at this time. In the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old upward, all that are able to go what? To war. All that are able to go to war in Israel, you shall number them by their armies. If you're going to go to war, you better get organized.
A Travis County judge has declared a disaster declaration for the Austin area on the day of the total solar eclipse. Judge Andy Brown issued a declaration of local disaster in anticipation of, quote, extremely large crowds, increased traffic, and enormous strains on first responders, hospitals, and roads in the days surrounding the eclipse. Under the declaration, Travis County property owners must inform the county if they are planning on hosting gatherings of over 50 people during the eclipse. This comes as several Central Texas school districts are announcing closures on the day of the eclipse, which is what we talked about in yesterday's TikTok.
Did you know that the solar eclipse happening on April 8th is a lot more crucial than you think? Jesus spoke about Matthew that this evil, adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except for the sign that happened in the days of the prophet Jonah. In Luke, it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be as the coming of the Son of Man. And you're not going to believe the path that the solar eclipse is going to take. Watch this. Jonah, Texas, several towns and cities named Nineveh. And you're not going to believe this town. Rapture, Indiana. But that's not even the craziest part. It will also be taking place under the constellation Cetus, which means whale, which is what swallowed up Jonah. God is literally giving signs for you to repent. Subscribe.
There was ever a sign that God was telling us to repent, it's this. I hope you're paying attention. Have you guys heard about this eclipse that's happening on April 8th? It's a total solar eclipse that's going across the entire United States of America. Just so happens to be passing through 8 cities named Nineveh. Nineveh in the Bible is a city that God told Jonah to go tell to repent. And they did. They listened to the word of God through Jonah. They repented and they were spared. It is no coincidence that this eclipse is going through 8 cities named Nineveh. The number 8 spiritually means new beginnings. Which is really interesting because this eclipse that's taking place on April 8th is the second total solar eclipse that will be going across the entire continental United States in the last 7 years. When you put these two together, it makes what looks like an X. But in the ancient Hebrew alphabet, it's actually a Tav. And it means the end. And when you come to an end, you come to a beginning. To further solidify this sign, this eclipse comes at the very end of the year on God's calendar. And the first day of the first month of the new year will happen on April 10th. So we have this total solar eclipse on April 8th that passes through 8 cities named Nineveh. It creates a Tav when you add it to the other total solar eclipse that happened in 2017. God is speaking to us. This is not a coincidence. God uses the sun, the moon, and the stars for signs. Read Genesis 1:14. When the disciples asked Jesus for signs, he talked about the sun, moon, and stars, things happening in the sun, moon, and the stars. That is the reason why God put them up there. To keep time and to give us signs. This sign is not a coincidence. It is a call to repentance.
Schools are closing April 8th for the solar eclipse. Have you seen this? They're Texas, all over the place. Closing for the total solar eclipse. We just did a post about this eclipse, I don't know, 2 days ago, and the significance of it, and the Hopi tribe and the black cross across the country and the potential polar shift. And we just did a whole post about this. And they're closing schools for a solar eclipse? That's a little weird. Right? So the reason they're giving is because it's a learning experience for the children. They should be able to see it and learn about it. It's happening during school hours and or also not necessarily school hours, but it's closing during the end of school, right? So they're worried about like traffic and I don't know, transportation for the kids and I don't know, because safety measures, because, you know, it's going to be a whole 2 minutes, 38 seconds where there's no sun. In the middle of the day, so it's a safety precaution. That's what they say. So, anyways, that's happening. That's happening. So, anyways, yeah.
There's a total solar eclipse coming up, but it's not like all the other ones. This is something very unique and rare, and maybe overwhelming for some people. This eclipse is something you may never see again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It will be a long time before the moon covers completely the face of the sun again, making us go dark here in central New York. This is what makes this year's total solar eclipse such an incredible and unique event. The director of the Syracuse Astronomical Society says that in less than 30 days, history will be made. Some are still wondering what all the hype's about, so let me tell you what's going to happen during the total solar eclipse. We've had other eclipses before, but the total solar eclipses are very, very rare. It's very hard for a total solar eclipse to hit. The next time it's going to be around central New York is going to be in 2079. It's 55 years from now, and that's why it's a once-in-a-lifetime event for many. Many people can get overwhelmed by it, but why? So the landscape changes. It starts to get dark all around you. Birds will start singing that weren't before. And it gets colder very, very fast. In fact, it's going to be much colder when the sun is totally blocked out. Astronomers always say that you want a totality of an eclipse. If not, you miss the whole entire experience. And these are the latest updates from the Syracuse Astronomical Society.
The rarest eclipse in 400 years is going to be visible from the U.S. on April 8th. And there's multiple reasons why this eclipse is so rare. It's going to be a total solar eclipse, where the moon comes between us and the sun, completely blocking out the sun and leaving only the sun's atmosphere visible to us when in the path of totality. It's also the darkest and longest one in 217 years. This path stretches 10,000 miles across and is 115 miles wide, and all of the areas outside of this path will still be able to see it as a partial eclipse. And even though a total solar eclipse happens about every 18 months, it only happens at the same point on the Earth every 300 to 400 years. You won't ever see a total solar eclipse in this path again. As you may know, you cannot look directly at the eclipse with the naked eye unless it's during the time where the sun is completely covered without solar eclipse glasses. I have mine ready to watch with my family and I tag them here so you don't have to look anywhere else because these ones are CENISO certified.
Please listen to this, you guys. This is very important. Listen up, y'all.
So the 2017-2024 solar eclipse, a lot of people should notice by now. If you don't, then I'm guessing this is your date of you finding out about this. So the coincision of this eclipse pass is here in southern Illinois, also known as Carbondale, also known as Little Egypt. And this X right here is actually not the 2017-2024 total solar eclipse pass, but it's actually two fault line cracks that is going across America, 1700 miles one way, 1600 miles the other way, and the coincision is in, as you can see, it's the same, precisely the same location. X marks the spot, and that area just happens to be the New Madrid seismic zone. I showed this map already, and I'll just show it again for context. The New Madrid seismic zone is known for three great earthquakes, and it's also known as one of the most biggest dangers to America. This is a map from USGS, and as you can see, talking about the highest hazards and lowest hazards, this is the bar, this is the meter, all right? And as you can see, right here, where the X marks the spot. Simultaneously with the eclipse and the earthquakes, the activity is very, very high. Threat level and danger level is very, very high. So this is an exodus sign. An exodus sign. This is a sign of an exodus, a physical, spiritual, mental awakening and exodus out of a system. And it's also a prophetic sign for a people. Book reference. The intersection of these two fault lines create an X at the New Madrid seismic zone, located in Missouri, just an hour and a half drive, a 30-minute flight from Carbondale, known as Little Egypt. What's particularly unsettling is the striking resemblance between the map of the seismic cracks and the paths of totality observed in the solar eclipse. The correlation in the paths and locations might invoke a sense of awe or terror, depending on one's perspective. It invites contemplation on the possible means or connection these natural phenomena might hold. And you can see the striking resemblance in Forbes magazine Doomsday Map or Doomsday Crack, because this would be the precise location of X marks the spot. The unsettling parallels between the seismic crack and the path of totality are not lost on those who study them. Yet, the lack of public warning from scientists or authorities are baffling. It calls to mind scenes from disasters, movies like 2012, where a government concealed intimate catastrophic to avert panic. Could we be living in such a scenario? Have those in power suspected a looming threat and chosen silence over alarm? These questions linger, leaving us to ponder the cryptic message that nature seems to be signaling and wonder if humanity is truly ready to face whatever may be coming. Now we see where Forbes get their prediction from. But trust me, it's way much more deeper than you think. This is an exodus sign, a sign for a chosen people, for the people, for humanity, for the world.
For entertainment purposes only, of course. So, what did you guys think about this video?
If you live in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, you need to watch this. So the 2024 total solar eclipse is happening in just a few weeks on April the 8th. This solar eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, United States, and Canada. If you don't know what a solar eclipse is, it's when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, completely blocking the face of the sun. The sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk. Obviously, if you've seen one, you know this, because it'll be literally the middle of the afternoon and it'll go dark outside and all the traffic lights will turn on. There are some safety measures to take. You can never look at this with your bare eyes. You have to have protective glasses. They're called eclipse glasses. But usually, if you're in an area where this is going to be visible, they give them out for free. So the path of the eclipse continues from Mexico, entering the United States and Texas, and traveling through all of these states. I'm not going to list them. These solar eclipses are incredibly rare, and a lot of people like to say that they happen all the time, which they do, but not in every area. They happen all across the world. So the fact that this one's going right through the United States, you want to make sure you watch it if you're around it.
Four surprising effects the 2024 total solar eclipse will have on animals and the weather. Number one, a 360-degree sunrise and sunset effect in areas outside of the path of totality, but only lasts as long as the sun is completely blocked by the moon. Number two, stars and a few planets will appear in the path of totality. Venus and Jupiter will be easy to spot, and some could even see a meteor. Number three, a drop in temperature of as much as 20 degrees could occur, depending on cloud cover and the length of totality. Number four, animal behavior. Darkness in the middle of the day could confuse birds or cause chickens to think it's nighttime. You may even hear crickets start chirping. Four surprise.
There is not a single person on this earth that has ever seen an event like we are going to see on April 8th of 2024. This is the path that it will take, and these are the times that you'll be able to see it. Totality is going to last about 4 minutes and 35 seconds in some places. Now, compared to the total solar eclipse that we had in 2017, that one lasted about 2 minutes and 43 seconds in some areas, so we're doubling that time this year. That's why it's something that no one has ever seen before. It's going to last for a long time compared to other total solar eclipses. The last one that was even close to this happened back in the 1800s. In a month, we are going to have two broods of cicadas come up from under the ground. Now, these two broods have not converged in over 200 years. And look at this map. See the light blue and the dark brown right there converging in Illinois? Yeah, that's the same spot where our two paths converge as well, Southern Illinois. So yeah, no one on Earth has ever seen an event like coming next month. We are going to have a total solar eclipse that lasts damn near 5 minutes in some areas, and then we're going to have millions of cicadas that have been underground for either 13 or 18 years, all coming up at the same time, and they have not done that in over 200 years. So if you are over 200 years old, DM me. But if not, no one on this Earth has seen like what's coming on April 8th.
This graphic is from NASA, but people are concerned about the cross point of the two total solar eclipses in Little Egypt, Illinois, right there. So the thin line is 2017 solar eclipse. The thick line is 2024, April 8th. There's a lot of conspiracy theories about the importance of this date, it being over Little Egypt, it being 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days apart from each other. People are bringing up biblical stories of Job, talking about the whale constellation in the sky. The sun's going to be at a solar maximum, so we might see more flares and activity. I'm not making a storyline for you because I don't believe that there's one there. There's a lot of hype around this April 8th date. I do think it's going to be an amazing thing to see and watch if you are in that band, but I don't think you need to prepare supplies, water, food for this day. NASA is reporting that the sun will be in or near a solar maximum when the magnetic field is more like a tangled hairball and less symmetrical. So we will have chances of solar flares, large eruptions of solar material, coronal mass ejections, bright pink curls or loops coming off the sun. I don't think it's something to be scared of.
If you live in these cities, you're in danger. I'm just trying to warn you, don't shoot the messenger.
To all of you who are wondering why we should care about Hamas and what's happening in the Middle East, you should care because Hamas has a large network of cells spreading all across America. According to intelligence, they have cells in Boston, Maryland, New York, Laurel, Maryland, Potomac, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Henderson, Virginia, Springfield, Virginia, Raleigh, North Carolina, Boca Raton and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Ohio, Charlotte, North Carolina, Orlando and Tampa, Florida, Detroit, Michigan, Houston, Columbia, Missouri, Plainfield, Illinois, Kansas City, Chicago, Denver, Oklahoma City, Arlington, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, Seattle, Washington, San Francisco, Santa Clara, Los Angeles, and San Diego in California, who is calling for your destruction just as much as they call for the destruction of Israel. Wake up, America.
And for anyone wondering how that could have happened, you know all those buses from the border dropping people off all over the country? Yeah, that's how. And guess who's paying for it? We are. By staying informed, you can help protect yourself. It's really important right now to be aware of all your surroundings, especially in dense cities and public locations with a lot of people. Also, the first most important thing is to always trust your gut instinct. It will not lead you wrong. It could save you and it could save other people.
Scientists and local officials of highly densely populated cities are telling people to prepare and stock up on fuel, food, and water to prepare for this solar eclipse that's supposed to happen on April 8th of 2024. You know what I meant. But yes, they are telling people that this solar eclipse that is going to be hitting some of the most densely populated cities in the U.S. is very, very different from the one in 2017. And I'm going to explain to you why they are telling people to prepare for this massive surge of people and overall festivities. EMAs or emergency medical assistants are the ones that are telling people to stock up on food, fuel, and water ahead of the eclipse. And it says on April 8th, the day will turn into night for a once-in-a-lifetime eclipse. Although it's still more than a month away, a word of caution is being issued now by emergency management. Stock up on 3 days worth of food, fuel, and water. Why are they telling people to stock up on 3 days worth of food, fuel, and water for a 4-minute apocalypse? And the reason that they are giving is because they said it's going to be a massive influx of people in these largely densely populated areas, so that you should prepare for the infrastructure of these areas not to be able to handle the amount of people, like the roads will be packed. But my thing is, you are predicting 3 days worth of crowds? So this map illustrates the two different eclipses and the moon's path for each upcoming eclipse and how they will intertwine with each other. And if you just look at this and they just hit this perfect X at this one point in the map, something tells me the energy is going to be off the charts. In 2017, the last eclipse we had like this, the moon was a little bit further away from Earth than it will be during the upcoming total solar eclipse, and it's going to cause the path of that eclipse to be a little skinnier. So in 2017, the path ranged from about 62 to 71 miles wide, and during the one in April, the path over North America will range between 102 and 122 miles wide, meaning at any given moment, this eclipse covers more ground than the one in 2017, and the 2024 eclipse path will also pass over more cities and densely populated areas than the 2017 path did, and this will make it easier for people to see in totality. An estimated 31.6 million people live in the path of totality this year, compared to only 12 million in 2017, and an additional 150 people live within 200 miles of the path of totality. In Jewish tradition, a total solar eclipse is a warning to the nations for a sign of the judgment of nations. Ancient Greece, the eclipse meant punishment and abandonment. And in the days leading up to the eclipse, they rounded up captives to substitute for the king, hoping that the real king would escape the cosmic punishment. After the eclipse, they executed the captives as a cautionary protection. I'm about to blow your head. I'm not going to lie. This is for the non-closed-minded people, the last part of this video. But it is also said that the total solar eclipse is what is called the judgment of the kings. And if you have been on any social media platform, you have heard Kanye talk about the hierarchy, or how things work in this world at the top, who you have, who you don't have, and who you wouldn't want to be. He gives this drawn out explanation of how the world is run, and at the top you have God, and then you have the 1,000-year-old families, and then it goes down to the kings, the Pope, the Vatican, and then everyone underneath them, Hollywood for entertainment, and then the people at the bottom holding them up. So, with this total solar eclipse, I believe that the people that are going to be judged are these two top tiers, which is the Pope and the people that have the longest lineage in the world, the 1,000-year-old people. Remember I told you that this is going to be happening 4/8/2024? There are 8 of the longest living families in the world. There are 8 of them. 2 + 2 + 4, we are in the year of the 8th. This is happening on the 8th, and it's happening on the 4th month of the year of the 8th. Think that's a coincidence? Along with the 8 longest living families. I bet you guys didn't know that each of these 8 families is said to have a curse. I'm gonna do that in part 2 because this video is getting too long. But yeah, pay attention. Also,
hey fam, what's up? This is Fades. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Fades380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/Fades5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in a thought, a process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram. Fades380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's
changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh.
Hey y'all, what's up? This Fade. First of all, I want to thank the Most High for all he do for us, y'all, knowingly and not knowing. Second of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ for dying on the cross, bringing us back to the Most High bosom. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shai, for all you do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank my interstate and my out-of-state people for listening, y'all. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. Sugar down, sugar down, sugar down, down, sugar down, sugar down, sugar down. What's going on, fam? I gave y'all a little summit on what they talking about, the eclipse, so y'all can go ahead and get y'all information. Get y'all information on so y'all can be able to govern yourself accordingly. We don't know really when they gonna what's really gonna happen, right? We don't know what's really gonna happen, so we got to be mindful and just be on alert, because whatever gonna happen, we gonna have to always have to be on alert, y'all. So, you know, we see about the eclipse, and we're going to see what goes on them days. And I know you heard them saying a cross, when I was looking at it, you know how they make an X, right? The X make a spot when you're looking for gold and you're looking for, that's how they had labeled the map, that it's supposed to meet right there at that spot. And you heard, you know, I can't talk about it because I don't know nothing about it, but I hear people talking about it that have some sort of knowledge. That's why I let them, you know, put the common man and common woman out there that has some kind of knowledge on there to inform the mass or the people that don't really know, right? So we got to inform ourselves, because we got to build up our IQ a little higher than what society and life put us. Because we had a small rate of 80 IQ as a people, and we got a lower IQ probably 77 as an individual. Oh, Faye, my IQ, and you don't know me. All right, grumpy man. I don't know you, grumpy man, but you know, if you're not seeing the things for what it's worth, and you're not looking at the things that is reality, then I'm questioning it then. Like, you know, I see that with the things that Donald Trump's saying, and they got the European nation. That's why I keep telling y'all. Y'all hear about, they keep saying European nation, European nation, European nation. European nation talking about Caucasian people. Because why are they always talking about European nation, and there's no other, quote, no other nation but the European nation? Trump said that all the other European nation is going to have to pay their debt. If not, the other nation can come over there and get what they want to get from. And he said, if they go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of scared, right? They kind of scared because they ain't got no might. Their might is slow because the United States and stuff is not gonna back them up. See, these are the nations that gonna get their due anyway, because they was all in this mess that the United States done all these years. Like they did all these years, man. All this wickedness and all that, and they went with the wickedness. Now, you know, things are changing, and the Most High, what goes around comes back around. We on that come back around system now.
That's where a lot of people don't realize. They say what goes around come back around. They were going around so long, what, 400 years plus, and now the cycle is going back around slowly. Now we're looking at this as a nation of people and in the world that, you know, as a movie script or how the Most High putting this thing out in the films near you. You know, get your tickets ready because the Most High got a show for you. It's going to scare you out your pain. But you're going to come out with some reason, some understanding, and some good work. But now what's going on with these people? What they doing with Donald Trump and all this? You know, so we got to look at, we're looking at the eclipse, we're looking at the war in Israel, we're looking at the situation in Africa, and we're looking at what's going on in America. I told you during my other podcast, since I've been starting this podcast, that America's about to fall. You know, so we slowly been seeing the unraveling of America and what's going on. But now I'm telling all my families and friends and whatever out there in La La Land or Tutu Land, you know, what you gonna do now? You got your 401ks and all this other, because you know, you, they say one ruble is worth 55 American dollars. One ruble is worth, and BRICS getting ready to start that off on April 1st. So there's a lot of things getting ready to slither in, but we still sitting back. Oh, okay. All right. All right, grumpy man. You go ahead and be grumpy. You know, and when you sit up here and be grumpy, you know, be grumpy when this lash start cashing on your behind. Because, you know, being ignorant is on you. And if you fail to educate yourself and see what really is going on, if you're not going out there checking and you doing a whole lot of questioning, let me say it again, and you doing a whole lot of questioning for the people that is saying things out there, then you might be the wicked, just trying to disturb and keep other people from veering off for doing the right thing, keeping their families and their loved ones in a safe position and a great mindset. So we see this. So let's see the energy. Let's see the energy of what the European nation is doing and what the European nation is feeling.
Didn't I call it again? Yet another one. It is now being reported by multiple sources that the CIA is indeed looking for a specific bloodline through Ancestry.com and all the other ancestors. You remember I made the videos, multiple of them? Sure you do. You also remember I made the videos, didn't I? I said the government said that they would never allow a black person, Messiah, to rise and help unify the black people. What if it's somebody that's here, but that person don't know that they're here? And if say Nibiru comes or a solar flare, they're activated and they don't even know they activated. But these scientists and stuff know that person is going to be activated. And maybe it's 1, 2, 10, 20, we don't know. They're trying to stop that man from activating. They're going to come up, if they find out who it is or whatever, they're going to try to either kill him, bring charges on him, and then kill him. Kill him is the major thing they're going to want to do. Like Simon Toko. What if there's another person that's just like Simon Toko? And they know it. And they are going to do anything they can to stop him from uniting the true Jews. It is now confirmed. All of this stuff, the reason they, remember the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers bought all of the Ancestry.com stuff? And here it is, all of y'all people. Y'all steady doing it. You gonna mess around and be you they looking for. Did it to yourself.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Y'all know what I always say. Smoke! So check this out, y'all. Check this out. Look what it says. Acceptance for value. When you receive a bill from a corporation, it is not really a bill. It is a check that you can turn into a money order per HJR 192 of June 5th, 1933. Since 1933, no one in America has been able to lawfully pay a debt. Payment of debt is now against congressional public policy. Henceforth, every debt obligation shall be discharged. The United States went bankrupt in 1933 by filing Chapter 11. So there is no more gold or silver to back our money supply. We are creditors of the United States, right? So we can turn any debt instrument into a credit instrument with which we can pay our debts with our signature. FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes, are debt instruments, and you cannot pay a debt with more debt. Minus $10 equal minus $20. We create money with our signature. We generate the funds that create the money at the Federal Reserve by the energy of our labor. We can discharge all debt with our credit sign, our signature, backed by the future commercial energy that we will produce. When you get a presentment, a traffic ticket, a bill, or a summons, etc., you can discharge the presented charge. The bill, the presentment, is a check, except for value. The presentment, and turn it into a money order, endorse it on the back as you would to deposit a check, and return it to the presenter, or send it to the IRS. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the third world country, England, where there's no electric or nothing. End of times. We are living end of times. There's no electric. The whole of England is the cut power. They did warn us, and now we are living in end of times. Welcome to the third world country, ladies and gentlemen.
My last video got removed, so they obviously don't want me speaking on this, so I'm going to attempt one more time, but this time I'm going to be very vague. I'm going to speak in code, okay? So I need y'all to put your thinking caps on, try to decipher what it is that I am saying. If at any point you're confused, help each other in the comments. So yes, if you look at the previous video last year, I said that 2024 was going to be the death of celebrity worship. And since then, there have been a lot of things that have been coming out, a lot of truths getting exposed, just like I said, to expect. But a lot of people want to know what's next. I'm going to try to break this down in the safest way possible. There are dark entities that control this planet. I mean, that's why Earth sucks. That's why everything sucks, because it's controlled. Now, in order for people to maintain their status and their power, these dark entities need to be served. Just like you would offer offerings to any other deity that you worship. So, these dark entities need light. They feed off of light. The purer the light, the better. I just need y'all to stop and just think for a second. What is the purest form of light on this planet? So these beings of light are oftentimes sacrificed because that is how they serve these dark entities. And this is how power and status is maintained. So there will be a lot of exposure around the things that are done to these beings of light. It is not surprising at all that you're starting to see all these stocks being sold, all these companies being sold. It's because they know their time is coming. I've told y'all many times before, 2024 is the year of karma. Karma's coming for everyone. You know, when they think that they could just go off and hide in a bunker while the whole world goes to shit. But that's not how judgment works. You can't escape it. Jumping back into astrology, we also have the eclipse coming up April 8th. So I wouldn't be surprised if some stuff goes down that week because the energy is going to be very intense. Also, just use your discernment as more things start to be revealed because a lot of these people have been involved. And you have to ask yourself, was this person a victim or just an insider? You know, based on universal law, they have to tell us what it is that they're doing. This is why you'll see a lot of things being put in Hollywood movies and in TV shows, because they have to tell us the truth. So just be mindful of who's doing the exposing, because they can also very much be a part of the script. Also, don't be surprised if there are distractions that start happening once these things come out. Okay. Natural disasters, all sorts of random things, outages, power outages, internet outages. Don't be surprised when things just randomly start happening once information is on the verge of coming out. My advice to everyone is to just use your discernment, stay grounded, okay? Stay protected, stay prayed up, because things gotta get really bad before they get really good. And we are witnessing a shift in our lifetime that many people before us have never seen. This has never happened astrologically. So it's gonna feel, the energy is gonna feel a little, you know, a little heavy, but the other side of this is gonna be something very beautiful.
Got 40 acres and a mule when they freed us.
We ain't never been free.
Oh, man. That's
free what? Free to do what?
That's
free to go get a white man's job and go watch some football and watch some basketball and buy a little old Jerry. Free? Free to do what? You don't make no law. You don't manufacture nothing. You don't produce nothing. So where's your freedom at? And if the Negro don't have that white boy, he in trouble. He don't know how to eat. He don't know how to eat. On his way, he don't know how to eat. He got to go fill out an application. He got to go get that job. He got to stay on that job and do what the master said to do.
So giving us 40 acres would have been giving us too much power back then.
They ain't going to give you shit. Why? They ain't gave you nothing in all these years. They give an immigrant or a refugee more than they give slave descent. Now, they might give you something because you got a Nigerian. You considered an immigrant. I go up there and ask them or something, well, yeah, I'll give you shit. You got to still take what you want. Fuck you. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, please.
No, I'm sorry. Hey, but they ain't give you nothing. Ain't giving you nothing when they give you 40 acres and a mule. They come over and took this land from the Indians. Now how they gonna give me something? This God's land. God put this land here for man. You done gathered it all up. Now you gonna dictate to what you gonna do on it too, that 1700 law? Man, that shit don't work no more. Everybody over here now, every tongue is in America. America's Babylon. And everybody hate one another. They all doing one another every kind of way. If a person got a country to go to, where's a culture? Where's a culture? Why did he leave that country? Where's a culture at to come over here where there ain't no culture? Especially, we ain't no culture. Black man ain't no culture. He gave up his culture. He didn't want to follow what the slaves done or what the slaves passed down. He did what Dr. King said do. He went and got that white boy's education. Now he that white boy. And he think that white boy is Superman. That white boy ain't Superman. Iran, Iraq, all these countries is rebelling against him right now. Putin wouldn't want to fire on him so fast he don't know what to do.
the guy.
I often love to cover a little bit of our hidden history. So sit back, relax yourself, get your libations on, get your diet food on, and let's enjoy today's lesson.
All right, I got the Revised and Expanded Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary. I'm going to go inside the book and show you some information that Christianity has hidden for centuries. I'm going over to page 224. Page 224. Let's look and see what it says when you look up the word black. Black often used to denote the color of physical objects. Hair. Leviticus 13:31, verse 37. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 11. Uh-oh. Look at the next word. Skin. So skin is referred to as black too. Let's see the reference. Job 30, verse 30. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And Lamentations 4 and 8. Wow. Wait a minute. So for all this time, we've been bringing out Job 30:30, Song of Solomon 1, Lamentations 4 and 8. And Christians and stupid Christian apologetics been saying, no, you're not ready. We wasn't ready. It's not talking about black. No. Now they need to shut the hell up. All right. Here's the next book entitled The Varnay.
Now, this is not the original copy. This is in English. Let me show you.
Okay, right over here. I'll just go to this book. This is the English version. This is not the original. Remember, the one I had was from Romania. Okay? And it was stolen. I went to this stupid moving company and they stole it. And I filed a complaint and all that. I'm so furious. So I had to order this new English version. It's not as good as the original. Nothing ever is, but I'm just going to show you what they have on the inside, which is beneficial in terms of history. All right. You know, as a matter of fact, let me go back to the beginning. Built at the command of Stephen the Great between the 24th of May and 14th of September, 1488. Varnay is today one of the best known Romanian medieval monuments. So this is a church that was built in 1488. So we're going to take a look. I want to gather your kids around, gather the kids. Children can look at this. Kids can look. Okay. This is the Church of the Varnay in Romania. See somebody parked their car over there. But what I want y'all to see are the icons painted along the outside of the church. And this is what we're going to get into today. We're going to take a look at the images painted along the church. Okay, here's another angle from the book. You can see that there's things painted. Pictures painted. We didn't go in close yet. I'm just showing y'all the outside of the church. This was done in the year 1488. Here's another angle. Now, when we go in the book, many of these images that's on the outside have now, as of this year, been whitewashed. The copy that I had, the original copy of this book in Romanian, which is like a Russian dialect, similar to Russian, most of it, 80% was still black. So if you get this book, a lot of it is whitewashed. They got very few images that are still black. But I'm going to show you regardless. Okay. This is another angle, a more close up on the outside of the church. You can start to see some of the black images. Let's go further in. All right, I wonder who this black fellow is. Let's see. Genesis, Adam plowing. See, they got Adam black. Next picture says Cain and Abel on the north of the facade. Cain and Abel, black. Okay. Now I can see myself how they started to put the strokes in the hair to change it and the light in the skin. I'm going to show y'all. Watch. Y'all just bear with me. Here's an example. It's 24. This says Eve. Black. Do y'all see that? Eve, black, not Mary. Let's get some out. You can see some of them black here, but look at the faces. It's falling apart. Look, white. That it looks like they already whitewashed these. That's how it looks to me, whitewashed. But I'm gonna keep on going through the book. Whitewashed. Let me see. These are all whitewashed here. I don't like these. Some of y'all might like some of these images, but to me, they're just too light. It's too light. Just keep going. Now, y'all can see these images here. Darker, right? Then when you pan down, look, they're getting lighter. Look at that. Caucasian. But when you go further up, you can see the darkness of the skin tone. Okay, look at this one. Christ, black. Look at the angels around Christ, black. So how did they get from as black as this to the Caucasian ones I just showed you about a few seconds ago? This is where it was from. This is where it's from here. Look. Look at these black images of the saints and the prophets. Look how black the saints and the prophets are. This is on, it says, the last judgment, west facade. That's Christ in the center with the archangels around him. Look at that. Look how powerful that is. Black. Power coming from him. Look at that. 1488. The last judgment. Now, this one I thought was interesting. Okay? I've showed y'all this before. I want y'all to look at the color difference between this guy and the angel. Look at the angel's black face. And look at this guy. And look at the white woman with chains around her neck. Let's zoom in on the angel. That's the angel we just saw, black. Here's the hand of God, black. Who's being judged? Esau, the white man. I want you to look at the color difference between this guy and the angels, and the hand of God, and the angel here. Look at the color difference. We know when something's been whitewashed or not. This is white folks. These, oh. How could I forget about this? White folks in chains. Edomites in chains on the judgment day. Do y'all see that? Do y'all see that? There's chains around these white folks' necks. Shackles. Look at that. Chains on their ankles. Who's passing the judgment? Look at the black angel. Look at the black hand of God. Do y'all see that? And this guy's next. But I don't want to go to the lake of fire. You're going, buddy. And you're going into slavery. For all the sins of your fathers, because you are your fathers. You are your fathers. 1488, people. 1488. Seventh Trump. Trump is blowing. The angels blowing a horn, and look at the resurrection of the dead. Look at the black faces. Y'all see that? The dead is rising. The dead. Let me try and see if I can get closer up in this book. And I tell you, this book is a shadow of the book that I had. Let's get some more. This is the judgment of Ishmael. The Arabs being judged. The saints, I see they tried to touch them up, but they still brown, dark brown. Let's get some more. See, in the last book I had, it said that these, if I'm not mistaken, were the prophets. Black. But I can see that they touched them up. I see it. I can see it. Look at this. Look at the black angels at the bottom down here. Look at that. There's an angel. There's Mary. Look at these saints. Black. Angel. Black. Seraphim. Black. And you know what? You got these stupid people. I'm going to say this. Listen to what I'm about to say. You got some stupid people out there that say, no, all images are sin. No, only if you worship them. Remember when the Lord had Moses tell a brother to build the Ark of the Covenant. What did he tell him? He said, put images of two angels on the Ark. When King Solomon built the temple for the Lord, he said, I want angels, images of angels in the temple. You can read about that in the book of Chronicles. He also said, I want 12 lions on the stairs and I want bullocks in the temple yard. So these dudes don't know what the hell they're talking about. They don't know the Bible. What they do hate is our people waking up to the truth that they're the Israelites. And we're coming back to the truth with proper images to show our sons and our daughters. That pisses them the hell off. All right, I'm back to the book, Russian Icons. I'm showing you these Greek Orthodox people, how they have paintbrushes, and their job is to paint over all the black images of Christ, the apostles, and all the leaders of Russia. Look, here's Christ black in the background. Let's see what this guy's doing. Let's pull back. Look, they're painting white images, or painting over black images, whitewashing them, as they call it. It's called iconoclasm. Look in the background here, black image of a Russian leader. They hide all his history. They all work together. They all work together. That's Christ. Black. Look. Painted over all the black images, made them white. That's why they say critical race theory is dangerous in schools. They don't want the Israelites to enter the school system and bring this out. Look at this. I'm going to zoom in right there. That's Mary and that's baby Christ. Well, if that's the baby Christ black, then who in the hell is this? Who in the hell is this? That's the Antichrist, the 666. Cesar Borgias. Look at all these black images in Russia.
A treatise on physical geography. I'm gonna pull a couple of things out of this book. I just want y'all to pay very close attention. Thus the Jews are a people who have ever, according to the prophecy, dwelt alone, without intermixing with the nations to this day. Now this separate race all descended from brown ancestors.
for, the word for right there, for means because. For Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob must have been as dark as Mar Yohanan, if not darker, exhibit every shade of color from the black Jews of Malabar. Let's jump down. The Spanish Jew is always dark complexion and his hair is uniformly black. The various shades of color observable among the Negro or African race tends to the same conclusion. Along the coast of Guinea, which is low, marshy, and hot, we find jet black complexions, and this is the very country from which American Negroes have been derived. So here they explain that the Jews are black. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were black.
Now that was some good stuff, if I do say so myself. That history was good. It's always good to learn your history from a true perspective. Now, many of you know I have just gotten back from Rome, Italy. I'm a little under the weather, a little hoarse, but I'm getting over it. So if you hear my voice a little strained, bear with me. We went to the Vatican. So today's lesson was inspired by what we saw in the Vatican. Now, with some interesting stuff at Vatican City, idolatry. And no, I didn't get to see the Pope. If I'd seen that nigga, you know I would have had to step to him. You know it. Y'all know it, Israel. But no, I didn't see him. But let's take a look at today's clip, and I'll be right back with my biblical commentary, all right?
The Pope is about ecumenism, global dominance, and establishing the new world order. For that to happen, everyone must be allowed in.
In his homily to open the meeting, Francis made it clear where his focus lies.
Tutti.
He said, everyone must be allowed in.
The Bible says to repent and believe the gospel, but the Pope wants everyone to be allowed in, whether they repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ or not. And those who dare to speak out against him are fired or hiding.
And so Archbishop Vigano is another one of these very loud voices in the Catholic Church, who is also traditionally minded, and he's living in hiding right now.
In hiding?
Yes, he's living in hiding.
Why?
Because he's an old man and he's afraid they're going to get him.
Who's going to get him?
Important people. I mean, it was just announced today that Francis is having this meeting with Bill Clinton and Gavin Newsom.
And Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
Wow, that's double the...
And, you know, the Clintons. You bring in the Clintons and things get a little, you know, sometimes you want to go into hiding.
An enemy who, precisely because he occupies the throne of Peter and abuses papal authority, is capable to inflicting a terrible and disastrous blow, so as no external enemy in the entire history of the Church has ever been able to cause. The worst persecutors of the Christians, the fiercest adherent to Masonic lodges.
When we tell people that the papacy is working to unite all faiths, creeds, and people with different ideologies, people think we're making stuff up. But who do presidents of countries, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, celebrities, and top athletes pay homage to and receive economic advice from? The papacy.
He meets with the founders and current heads of the technotronic digital age, whose companies collect all of our data and is preparing for a global cashless society. The top players in the most popular sport on earth, football, show their honor to the Bishop of Rome. And it's not just in the entertainment of sport. The chairman and CEO of the largest multinational mass media and entertainment conglomerate, Disney's Bob Iger, also visits the Vatican to get a photo op with the Pope. Mr. Alfred Francis Kelly Jr., chairman of the board at Visa Inc., who is also pushing for a cash society, organized the visit of his fellow Catholic Pope Francis I and his entourage in New York, and others all over the business world flood to the Vatican, taking economic advice from the Bishop of Rome, which also includes the members of the top energy companies that includes men like Bob Dudley, the CEO of BP, where the Pope talks to them about protecting the environment. The Vatican has also attracted some of the most famous individuals on this earth to discuss climate change and the effects of geoengineering. But not everybody is sucked into the vortex of papal hype. There are still a few people with open minds who have not bought into the cunning strategy of this smiling Jesuit.
Pope Francis has proven and continues to prove that he is the Antichrist. He opposes what the Bible approves and embraces what the Bible condemns. He engages in demonic rituals. This is the same Pope who participated in the worship of Mother Earth, a pagan fertility goddess. In 2019, Pope Francis publicly celebrated Pachamama, the Amazon goddess, also known as Mother Earth. Some say Pachamama is the fertility goddess who married her son.
Since the beginning of the synod, this figure of a pregnant woman caused much debate. For many indigenous, it represents the Mother Earth of the Amazon. She grows the fruits of the synod in favor of minorities from Amazonian countries. For others, it represents the mother of Jesus.
It was the same pope who claimed Christians, Jews, and Muslims worship the same God, solely because he wanted to unite all religions under the control of the papacy. Hopefully, you're beginning to understand what the real agenda is here. It's about the papacy regaining her long-lost global dominance and ultimately enthroning itself as the world's spiritual authority under the new order. Sadly, all roads will eventually lead to Rome, and those who refuse to bow to the Antichrist will suffer severely. But the remnants who hold fast to their faith in Jesus Christ, though they may suffer here on earth, will be clothed with white robes. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also, and their brethren, that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Revelation 6, verses 10 to 11.
Now, there was a lot said in that clip. That short clip had a lot of information in it, a lot of hidden information. Now, I'm sure many of you, like myself, at one time was unaware that they had the Pope held secret meetings that the public was unaware of, only held between himself and world leaders. Also holding meetings with CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. Bet you didn't know that, did you? Well, in the clip that we just saw, it discussed something called ecumenism. Ecumenism, when you look it up, is worldwide unity. This deals with the New World Order, one world religion. That's right, I said New World Order, one world religion. The Pope says Christians, Muslims, and Jews all worship the same God. Let's take a minute and think about that. Christians, Muslims, and Jews all worship the same God. Now, at first, when I heard the statement, it troubled me, and I said, no, they don't. Then I thought to myself, yeah. Christians, modern-day Christians, Muslims of today, and these so-called Jewish people of today, the synagogue of Satan, Rev 2:9, they all do worship the same God, the devil. They all worship the same God. Now, when you go to the Pope's agenda is to bring everybody on the planet under this one God of universal love. That is not the God of the Bible. I'm gonna say it again. That's not the God of the Bible. One world religion. Y'all know the three religions under what they call the Abrahamic faiths. You got the shrines or temples in United Arab Emirates. You got a synagogue for Jewish people there, a church for Christians, and a mosque for Muslims, where all from around the world can go to the United Arab Emirates. I've been telling y'all that, I believe, for the past couple of years now. I've been telling y'all about that, and it's still standing to this day. People go to visit there. Now, you may ask yourself, what's wrong with everybody uniting together as one? Well, let's go to see what the Bible says. Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11, and we are going to read verse 5 through 9. This is regarding the Tower of Babel. Many of you have read about it. Genesis 11 in verse 5. I'll start above it. I'll start at verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech, meaning everybody spoke the same language on the planet. And everybody had one speech, meaning they pronounced each word the same. Nobody said potato, and we say potato. Everybody said potato. Everybody said tomato. Nobody said radiator over here and radiator over there. Everything was pronounced the same. That's what it means, and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, that's in Iraq, modern day Iraq, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them throughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Meaning they in case the flood came back, they said, let's make a tower to reach to heaven so that we won't be destroyed by another flood. Okay. And they said, I'll read it again. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. So the Lord had sent the angels to come down and to see the city. And the Lord said, behold, this people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and he left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. Babel means confusion, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Let's move on up in history. From there, let's go to the first Maccabees during the time of the Greek invasion. You had Alexander the Great, his four generals. One of his four generals was called Seleucus. Out of the Seleucus dynasty, you had a man called Antiochus Epiphanes, or Antiochus Epiphanes. And watch what he did. First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 41. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. See that? That all should be one people. That's what America gets its motto from, that we're all one. One nation under God, indivisible. That's what they say. That all should be one people, and everyone should leave his laws. So all the heathen agreed according to the commandment of the king. Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion. Democracy during that time to this has always been a religion. I know you call it politics, but it's a religion. Okay, ye many also of the Israelites consented to his religion and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath. Do they profane the Sabbath here in America? Yes. They changed the Sabbath from the Friday evening sundown to Saturday evening to Sunday morning. That's what they did. Verse 44, for the king has sent letters by messengers unto Jerusalem and the cities of Judah that they should follow the strange laws of the land and forbid burnt offerings and sacrifice and drink offerings in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbaths and festival days. So we do profane the Sabbath in this country, and we do profane God's festival days. Our people don't keep it here. What do they keep? Sunday worship, Easter, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all non-biblical holidays.
Attention.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lie.
On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child.